Chapter 36. George took Ron to the Arrow Bar one afternoon. It was a place that he worked on the weekends, and Ron had never been there before. It was a long, dark, narrow place with a mahogany bar and some round tables set off opposite it. There was a group of men sitting around one of the tables, and George lit up when he saw them. He left Ron standing at the bar. Ron's eyes instinctively searched for the jukebox or the pinball machine, but he couldn't find either. What kind of joint was this? The bartender was an old guy who wore an apron that swelled over his large stomach. His beefy arms were partially covered by a long-sleeved shirt that was turned up at the cuffs. "Ain't nothing for you here, kid." Ron didn't answer. He gestured over to George, who had his back to him, and said, "I'm with him."
"You're with Father George?"
"Who?"
"George Bombasco. Around here everyone calls him Father George."
"Why?"
"Just a nickname."
"What's it mean?"
"You better ask him."
Ron had no intention of asking George anything that he didn't have to ask him, and decided to just let it go. The bartender saw an opportunity for a little fun.
"Hey, Father George, kid wants to know how you got your nickname."
Gimme Two laughed, because he was always preaching to everybody about how bad gambling was while he's making bets.
George flushed. It wasn't information that he wanted Ron to have. He knew that the kid would throw it up at him.
Gimme Two waved Ron over.
"Come over, kid. Let's get a look at you."
Ron walked over hesitantly. There were four men at the table, and George stood facing them. He half turned as Ron walked over.
"Everybody, this is my son, Ronald."
The shock of the words hit Ron like ice water being thrown into his face. They immobilized him. He had never once thought himself George's son, and George had never said those words before. Then it hit him. It was for show. But if it was for show, did that mean that he was proud of him? He never acted in the least bit proud. George said,
"Ronald, this is Gimme Two."
He stopped and looked confused. "I mean, this is Mr. Rossi." Everyone at the table chuckled, and George laughed with them.
Babatz said, "I want to see you remember my name."
Everyone laughed again. George said, "Let me think."
Babatz said, "Call me Babatz, Ronnie. These guys won't know what you're talking about if you call me Mr. Bonifacio."
"Okay, Mr. Bonifacio," said Ron.
George said, "I would never have remembered it."
Ron thought that Babatz made him sound like some kind of a monkey and wondered if his hairy body was the reason he got the name. That wasn't a good question to ask.
Jimmy the Gigolo said, "Nice to meet you, Ronnie. So you're George's son."
Ron felt trapped. If he said no, it would seem like he was contradicting George. And instinctively, he knew that contradiction was either ball-busting or an insult. Now, the table was staring at him, waiting for him to respond. Saying yes would be betraying his dad.
For the first time in his life, he said, "I'm his stepson."
He felt nausea sweep over him when he said it.
George said, "This is Jimmy the Gigolo."
He was smiling. Ron hadn't let him down or said anything smart-assed.
"Good to meet you, Mr. Gigolo."
The table burst out in raucous laughter. Ron didn't know why.
"Just Jimmy will be fine, Ronnie."
Now Ron was confused again. He had been taught that it was impolite to address adults by their first name. Okay. It wasn't like he was going to see very much of these men. Now they were all having fun with this little game. A man with diamond rings on each of his pinkies said,
"My name is Easy. I'm just Whitey."
Ron smiled. like Whitey Ford. The table exploded again. Whitey had earned his name by betting a bundle against Ford twice during the 1955 World Series. He lost both times. "Yeah," said Whitey, shaking his head with a self-deprecating grin. "Just like him." "You want a soda, Ronnie?" George spoke up and said, "Nah, we gotta go. His mother will be worried." "She afraid you're taking him to the track, Father George?" Ron could have used the soda, but he was happy that they were leaving.